This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
That voice does sound familiar.
Is it Lane Staley?
Oh, no. They look alike, kind of. If you pictured a more buff Lane Staley. That's our boy, War Steiner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
That's Hohenstein's band, Callus. They're playing a show tomorrow night in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Hell yeah.
So you check them out on social media, Callus, C-A-L-U-S.
I remember those guys. Kind of like the riff to this. It's kind of fun.
Dude, yeah, he reminds me of, not necessarily like in the face, but you know the wrestler Aleister Black?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
He reminds me of him so much. Like, a lot of different things.
He's such a nice dude, but if you look at him, he's intimidating as hell.
Like, you see the guy, he's, like, intimidating as hell, you know? Great shape, sings this kind of... He was the one they were doing the concert at Ground Zero that time, where it started kind of, like, sadistic, where I was like...
Got scared?
I was just like, this is not where I want to be when the Lord comes back.
Oh, is this the Electric's Nocturne days?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was at that concert and it started off like all kind of crazy or whatever. But when Hey Baby died, he sent me two or three different really nice messages.
Aww.
I'm like, look at you, you teddy bear. You look like a Viking who wants to go slaughter a city and make music.
He looks like he would, you know, destroy people with a couple punches. And he probably could.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure of it.
But he never would. He's such a great dude.
He's a sweet man.
Yeah, Callus tomorrow night. Piedmont.
That's the kind of guy, like, somebody should do a metal haunted house.
Like, oh, my God.
Not the, you know what I'm saying. Just like.
Would that work?
Yeah. I mean, you just take some of the.
Be kind of scary.
Really tall Eddie is chasing you out the end from Iron Maiden.
Arn.
I'll never forget.
Fieldy's there with a chainsaw made out of his bass guitar.
We just got to this haunted house, man. It's
Hi.
Creepy.
I'm Jason Owenstein. Welcome to the metal haunted house.
Coming through the earth.
Do you remember the guy that chased that girl into the table? At that one thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Anytime you say chasing someone with a chainsaw, I remember that. And I'm like, don't move. You're going to crash into us.
It wasn't like a law, but like you couldn't make people run through them. So that's why they'd always chase you at the end when you're outside. And that particular one, it wasn't Mad World. It was some other.
No, it was the one over by the funeral home. Over there.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. You're exactly right.
Years ago, it was in a legitimate.
Scary.
Oh my God, it was in a legitimate funeral home that closed down, and then we went in partners with somebody.
Yeah.
They ran it, and we just kind of helped promote it. And
that's when you would hear, "Ah,
love the show, man."
Oh God,
love
the first
show,
time
man.
We went through it, it was just because it's in a old mortuary. It's just kind of frightening.
And I always said, if it was you or Chris or somebody, I would like stand in front so they don't get me. But they always got me. I was the one that was gotten.
Oh, yeah. They had this mummy that was like 7 foot tall.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
Is just walking with you and grunting. And you're like, all right, he's just kind of keeping us moving along or whatever. Very tall person, wrapped, shrouded and everything. And that's what they were doing. Going, and then at one point, Fat Boy or me or somebody said, do we go to the left or right here? He goes, yeah, go to the left. By the way, love the show, guys.
Love the show, guys.
I'm P1 Lickety Slippets or whatever his name was. Lemony Snickets. That's what his name
was. Well, go to the left. Yeah.
You know, and
by the way, FOF line, give me that number. I'm pissed because I got to work a double here at the haunted house tonight.
I'm so mad.
Well, one of them, they're like, sorry,
the doctor that made me is making me work a double this weekend.
I didn't mean to scare you so bad. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
What kind of character are you? I'm an evil penis that got severed off. I'm a zombie Willie.
Hey,
that's
guys.
My name, Zombie Willie.
Appreciate the tribute to Dimebag Darrell, but having him as like a zombie right now is not cool.
No, guys.
Just not.
You can't have any Paul either.
Oh, man.
The cross is hanging upside down. Totally fine. We're okay with that.
Really?
Gosh. It's like, don't ever go to... Oh, God. Never mind.
Step inside the pentagram and wait your turn. Your group will be next.
I went to Ash Wednesday, and then remember I went to the Metallica, what was that show?
Guns N' Roses.
Motley Crue right after that.
Was it not?
Motley Crue.
When is Ash Wednesday? What time of the year?
February, right?
Oh, is it?
Okay, so it wasn't that. Because you went to that Guns N' Roses concert that night on Halloween night. You had ashes on your head, too. But I don't know if it was religious. Somebody might have just put a cigarette out on your forehead.
Good, probably.
It was Metallica for your Guns N' Roses, one of those two.
Mad World's got mini golf. Are all the golf balls black? Black and red? For Halloween? Black and orange?
I was going to say black and red. Colorblind
well,
ass.
Well, Guns N' Roses, that show started late. By the time they started, we were all trashed.
Yeah, it was on a school night, too. Which
yeah, bad. February.
Made that November 1st show really awesome. Guys, this morning we're going to give you some of our favorite Halloween moments from previous years.
It would have been worth the wait if it were Motley Crue. Yeah. Because you got, you know, Vince Neil can't sing now, so you get... Plus, I saw a video of Tommy Lee recently. He pulled a dog out of his pants.
You sure it was a dog?
Yeah, it was a dog because
I saw him pull something similar out of his pants in a video. Once.
Well, he did the little bit. He's like, "You want to see my wiener?" And then he pulled a dachshund out of his pants.
Wow!
God, he's like, "What? How did you not know there was a dog in his drawers?"
Well, I mean, yeah,
probably the same size of one. The other thing, but still.
I was about to say,
like, you know which one he was going to produce.
I didn't get to see you went backstage with Tommy Lee. I didn't do that.
Oh, Paige, quit name dropping. I did, though.
They probably compared.
Back and forth. Says that he was purple that night.
That was the night.
I'm glad I did, because I've talked to him many times. He's a nice guy.
Dude,
I'm glad I didn't see that.
There was whispers dude is going to OD tonight.
Yeah, you missed it.
Because he was purple, like a you know that industrial cleaner? I don't know what brand it is, but all the janitors always use this purple. Maybe it's called Purple Power. It's some kind of very basic name or whatever.
It might be.
That was the color of his skin that night. He looked like...
All the blood was somewhere else. He didn't have any left for his
probably
body.
So. And then Mick Mars was over there. God bless him. Like, seriously, God bless him. Like, he can't move because he's got that, you know, his bones are all fusing together.
So it's probably just as well. And then you got Nikki.
Nikki's like just, hey, guys,
I'm
somewhat normal. I'm just hanging out here.
Paige is like, I can't believe I missed Tommy Lee naked. Oh, no.
You know what? I could have seen that movie. I could have seen all that.
I bought it off eBay.
She just waited and watched Phil of her own naked. That's the one she prefers.
I did not know.
I got to put Buster Poindexter porn at home. So.
When I was talking to him, I was like, oh, you build things. Phil can build. And then this guy over here goes, you know what he uses that building stuff for?
I had to drop dummy. It on. Paige buddies up to Phil Verone, you know, from Saigon Kick and other bands. And I got to tell her, you know, he's a star of some other movies, right?
I had no idea. And I was planning a trip to Vegas, and he's like, you're going to do porn.
This. Now they're real good friends. Look at that. Planning a trip to
Vegas.
You
go to his ranch?
Uh-huh. No.
Until I had to show her, say, look, you know what he's working with?
I was just shocked. I mean, he's a super nice guy. Really sweet.
But
really
if you
smart.
Were like, if he said, hey, Paige, come back to the bus or whatever, and come he on. Disrobed or whatever, I think you would be, that's what they for should sure. have at the end of the Metal Haunted House. Phil Verone is standing there with a robe on, and he flashes you and chases you with his big Johnson.
First off, I'm not a groupie, so I wouldn't be pleasuring somebody on a bus at
you're
a show.
A
but you
take me to my house, and I'll
yeah.
do it.
I figured out, Paige, you just got to do what you're going to do. You got to not take no for an answer when it comes to her. That's what she likes.
You're right. I mean, like, you just, she just.
I just like somebody who's willing to put up with me. That's it.
Well, that's nobody, but I mean, still, for like 15 minutes, you know, this
you're
probably.
So picky.
It's probably long enough.
She won't even be direct either. She'll just look at you in the eyes and then just stare down at your package and then look back at you. And just,
like a puppy dog, you got like some kind of sausage.
Hmm? No, but see, I didn't believe Fat Boy when he said that about this person because he was really nice, you know.
Yeah.
Until my friend showed me the videos, and I was like, "Well, he's telling."
It looks like
truth.
It's in 3D.
When I tell you, when I give you valuable information like that, you should always. I'm yeah. like Jimmy the Greek when it comes
he's
to naked
like,
people.
He's like one of my best.
I don't know. That's the best analogy.
Like I feel a lot of stuff off Fat Boy. Like it. What about this guy? What do you think? And he's like, I don't know. He's all over the internet. He showed his goober to more women in his planet. You know, he knows
I bet
that
you zipped
stuff.
His, didn't you?
He knows it. So
I'll tell her if they're fake or not because she gets a lot of pictures. If this one somebody uses a lot.
There was one guy.
AI goober.
And I was like, I don't know why he's sending me this. I'm on the radio.
God, is that a thing? I mean, I'm not going to use but like, so really, like, there's not a Snapchat, but some kind of filter where it changes the looks of it.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have that for women?
Like, you make it bigger down there for women?
Like, do they have, like, if there's a place, what is that place called, Back to 35, where you go and they, yeah. Like, do they have a, like, they take a picture of it and show you what it can look like?
Do you get the full rejuvenation, or can you get half at once and then come back?
I would want to know what it's going to look like. Like, this AI technology, show me.
I have no idea about that.
They'll tell you to go, we have the meats, and then you can take a guess what it's going to look like.
Somebody's listening either, maybe they're on a different timeline, or they are listening online, and it's a real bad... we're really behind, but someone is commenting. Guys, it's called pink cocaine. It was like two segments ago.
It's mystery. You. It's a mystery pink substance.
It's mystery pink substance for Stefan Diggs.
It's called Tussie, right?
It's two. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's Tussie or Tussie.
Like Tussie Gabbard, you know, same word, Tussie.
Tucci.
Stanley Tussie. You're talking about the actor.
Oh, my God.
You're getting so confused.
No. Now that's like Gucci with a T.
But it's
Tussie
not,
Maine.
Okay, so you're when you're buying Tussie.
Man, Tussie Roll.
When you're like, hey, we're going to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
That's what they are.
We're going to get some Tussie this weekend.
Paige, you always just jump over the line.
I got it.
No, so it's all encompassed in that bag that I saw in there. So you're, that's the street.
Seen it, Tussie Roll.
Hey. Let me see that Tussie roll.
Right.
Tussie.
No, but I'm just kind of getting it. So
if we can get any drug dealers or people from the street to call in and tell us how to say it so we don't further embarrass ourselves.
Do you snort it or smoke it or boof it?
Hang on, man. What?
I don't know.
Dude. If you go into the toilet and you see it streaked up with something pink, know that your coworker does drugs.
It's gotta be. She's talking about boofing Tootsie Rolls.
She's talking about boofing Tootsie.
Not that I haven't done it before, but still.
Isn't that a restaurant in Spartanburg? No, it's Boots and Sonny's.
Rise, guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paige don't care for a zip or a clasp. She lets the goobers run free at last. Pockets wide open like barn doors swing. She's the zipper queen, but she don't zip a thing. Oh, Paige, you're a sight to see. Goobers running wild like they're meant to be. Life's too short for a zipper to bind. Paige lets it loose, leaves the world behind.
Alice. One of my favorites.
So I'm becoming a
like the big in here.
She strolls through town with a carefree grin. Goobers peeking out, they're her next of kin. Folks shake their heads, but she don't care. She's got freedom in her pocket. Nothing to spare, oh Paige.
Never zipped a goob.
Oh Paige, you're a sight to see. Goobers running wild like they're meant to be. Life's too short for a zipper to bind. Paige lets it loose, leaves the world behind.
Never zipped a goob, but I'll try.
What? Well, I mean, you know what? Never have, but I'll give it a go.
She's gonna practice up this weekend, aren't you? She's the armless unzipperer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Lots of practice.
How hard do you think? I'm not gonna ask you to do that.
Do what?
But, like, could you unzip, let's say it's a woman's pants, mm-hmm. Equality. Oh, could you unzip a woman's pants with your teeth?
Sure.
Now, I don't know if you could. We're talking about, let's just say there's a flat area down there. It's a plateau. We're not, you know, trying to, you know, go over a hump with a zipper.
I'm going to tell you the hardest thing I ever had to zip up.
Like she's got a fanny pack on underneath.
Yeah. Talk about it, boob.
Well, when my friend, her zipper broke at that Van Halen show, I told you about that, when she had the zip-around pants.
Oh, did Roth see it from the stage?
Well,
he wouldn't be interested.
We were back there going, she had nothing to cover up her body, and she wasn't wearing any underwear under the zipper.
No zipper! Where's the zipper?
God.
I didn't mean to make it sound
It goes
epic.
From the back to the front.
It zipped out the crotch?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. What, so, who was thinking? That was designed by a man, clearly.
I don't back know to front, why baby. She decided to wear these pants, but I mean, she's a pretty girl and everything, but I did help her. I said, you got to suck it in, girl, and I'm going to zip it
suck
up.
Suck what in?
Her stomach.
Yeah, but that down there, I mean, I'd be afraid you'd end up,
That's not what she was telling her.
I didn't catch it. I just completely...
You didn't zip her labia up, did you?
If I had to, I would have.
What? I didn't. That's the next song. Oh. Zipping labia, there's goobers running wild and free. Hang
on. I don't know about that one.
My God.
Is that the Cow Palace?
It was at the Cow Palace. The Cow I see. Palace.
Wait, that was a dirt floor, right? Like the place was, it was junk, wasn't it?
No, it was nice.
I think eventually, I mean, the original Cow Palace was, you know, dirt floors and
then
stuff.
Then it became a venue.
I think that's what it used to be in Lane Bryant, but now they call it the Cow Palace.
Yeah. Like the market down in Charleston.
Oh, yeah, the city market right there in the middle.
City market. They put tile down and stuff.
In Baltimore, too. Mm-hmm. Women are close like that, man. They'll cover for each other. A guy wouldn't have done that. He would
absolutely
let you suffer.
Absolutely not. Like, if there was a male equivalent of tampons, you would just be screwed.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man. I've seen guys beg for cigarettes.
Yeah. They won't even share dip.
Uh-uh.
You've never
seen. Man, I re-dip. You don't want none of this.
I got it all.
There's like an unwritten code if you need a pad or a tampon that people will help you out. Because that's desperation.
Okay, serious question. Not making fun. Do any of your male, because we've talked about, you run around with a lot of male gay guys.
Uh-huh. Constantly.
Do they carry them for their, I knew it. That is, really? She's shaking her head yes, because she forgot we're on the radio. Yes. I had a feeling. That's smart.
It's also great for a bloody nose.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know gay guys did that. They carried tampons for their female counterparts.
Oh, I had a feeling. I had a feeling about that. I feel like that's come up before, though.
Girl, do you want a jumbo? I got a couple jumbos.
I'm now thinking how you know about the latter. Like, did you get punched in the nose and you stuck a tampon up your strill?
That's what happened.
And you just pull the little thing out, and then it just fills up on your nose?
There was always something stupid happening at my house.
Would it work for
up.
A runny nose?
I don't think I would have given. My brother got in a fight with my boyfriend on the front lawn in our house, and he broke his nose.
He didn't like his chili.
He broke his nose.
Yeah.
And you put a tampon in your boyfriend's nose?
I think so. And we went to the emergency room.
Do you want us to start carrying them? Like, do you want me to have one behind the ear?
Yes, you know. Never know.
I roll up a box of them under my sleeve.
I think everybody should carry those because you may need it sometimes.
Well, look, I don't have a lot of...
Maxi pads are good if you get shot or something.
That's what I was going to say. I don't have a lot of pockets. So I can put a maxi pad in my sock if you want.
Oh, my God.
And give it to you.
I mean, I what you said is likely true. Oh, my God, I just got shot.
Give me a
pad. We need a compress. I've got a maxi pad.
I'm learning a lot. Like, either if you're a gay guy or a woman, you have to carry, like, a first aid kit of female supplies.
Well, regardless, you should carry that in your supplies. Because you never know when there's an apocalypse going to happen.
When you see a guy wearing one of them shoulder bags across his body, all wonky looking, weird or whatever, full of tampons, I guarantee you.
You got tampons, pads, you got rubbers.
Got your...
birth controls.
Your kid's teacher's phone number in case you're freaking out. What time the kid gets out of karate? So if you can't drive because you're so drunk, your gay friend will go get him.
It's probably a Capri Sun in there somewhere in the pack.
Some wipes. Always carry some wipes.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes in
sanitary wipes.
San Francisco, when it would flood, we would just put tampons all over the house.
No.
My God. I dropped my cell phone in some water. I don't have any rice.
That's
he'd lay it on top
idea.
Of a tampon.
I got a buddy who was on the he was on the job site. Nobody would give me any toilet paper. So he had to tear his sleeves off to wipe his ass.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
So he went home without sleeves one day.
God bless.
That's why the Incredible Hulk's clothes are ripped
up. I admire that instead of not wiping. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, those Hulk. Banners in there taking a dump at the laboratory.
Oh, God.
Freaking Bang. Forgot to put toilet paper back on there, so he starts ripping his sleeves and his pants legs off to wipe with.
Oh, Bruce Banner.
He's wearing cut-off shorts. He's like, what's wrong with you?
It's always weird. Like, regular Bruce Banner was wearing blue jeans, but when Hulk got pissed and had to wipe with his pants legs, the pants turned purple.
That's why he was pissed. He had purple pants on.
Yeah.
And everybody ripped his shirt off to wipe. It's like you went to, you know, a concert where everybody had diarrhea.
And then he hitchhiked on the way home.
Who's going to pick up a green guy in purple shorts?
Well, he's not green then. He turns back to white.
Oh, that's
that
true.
To me was like, it's like, what are you trying to say? Wouldn't pick up a green guy, but a white guy. Oh, I see. Gringo, I see what it means
Gringo.
Now. Gringo. Okay.
Got it.
I dig it.
Got it.
He walks up to you like the people at the gas station when they were about to ask you for something.
Somebody said in Kansas City they actually have a rock and roll haunted house, and it's not exactly what you guys said, but somewhat similar to that. I think that's brilliant. I think that's very smart.
Everything's been thought of. Everything.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hell Stage Manor.
By the time I figured out you could put tampons in your nose, obviously it's been thought of already.
You paid for a ticket. Now pay with your soul.
Oh, yeah. God.
No autographs, just epitaphs.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
We have mini golf for you. Don't get bored, so you wait.
Are you down and out this time of year thinking about Christmas bills? Come to Glad World.
Oh.
Where we make you
Glad
laugh
World.
The entire people. Way through. Ha ha.
So you throw axes, but it's guitars at a bullseye, not actual axes.
Oh. Right. It's actually
expensive.
It's a Fender with a axe on the end of it.
I thought you were going to say it was Axl Rose.
Right.
You could be throwing
that
axles.
Little mini ones. I like mine
back
better.
Back in the
than
day,
it'd
be easier than it is now for Axel.
Yeah.
Let me get that Ibanez.
By the way, you're sweating, Paige. Do you need a tampon?
Why, thank you, sir.
What are you working on in the Plex? Mm.
Well, this woman claims that something her boyfriend did gave her a 7-year sinus infection. I'll tell you what happened next in your eyes, guys. 7 years.
He was probably the 6 and he was supposed to be the 9.
Was she snorting tussie?
She's snorting something. She's snorting an apple bag.
Oh, boy.
You thought Ozzy biting off a bat's head was weird. You should see what I'm about to bite off.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, a woman claims her ex-boyfriend gave her a 7-year sinus infection. What did he do to her to cause such a thing? Well,
tell us. I don't want to guess.
You don't want to?
My mind goes right to the gutter.
I get it. So her name is Christine Connell, and she's trending. TikTok is the thing, I guess, if you're going to post something. After she claimed her ex-boyfriend's nasty fart gave her a sinus infection that lasted 7 years.
You want to hear from her? I got her.
Yeah.
We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery, and he farted terribly. I got my sinus infection cultured today, and it is E. coli. You usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. I don't know. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery?
That's messed up. He waited till she got surged.
I mean, if she like is getting it that, like, I think he did it right in her face while she was passed out.
We know who it is. It's the guy who gets his grandma with the oxygen tank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He farts on the intake valve of her oxygen
That's
tank.
That's so cruel.
It takes a couple seconds to get to her nose.
I'm no daughter, but that doesn't sound explainable. Well, loving, no, but I mean.
She said he farts terribly, disgustingly, and stinkily.
Who does them with
if I would just say
the smell of sweet honey?
If you've got a gaseous problem and I'm not feeling good, you need to go take care of yourself and leave. You're not helping me at all.
Have a tampon.
I have a tampon. Go sleep on the balcony. So,
she couldn't get away.
She says in a follow-up video that the antibiotics haven't knocked it out yet, and she might need some surgery so they can help scrape the bacteria out of her nose.
Do you know what? Stuff sticks up there, man. Remember the guy from Arizona had a Lego up his nose for 25 God. Years?
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Or didn't somebody have a Matchbox car?
Oh, that was done on Jackass. He shoved it up his plum.
Good gosh.
And went to the doctor.
That was Jackass.
Isn't that the movie that we all went to see and you threw that chicken sandwich? Or whatever.
I don't think it was that one. I saw that one and then some guy took his family and then when that part was about to happen, they all walked out.
Oh, yeah. No, that was not the one I threw the chicken sandwich at.
When was it?
That was He Drives at Night.
I guess
I actually choked the chicken sandwich at night.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Choke a chicken sandwich.
Love when it chokes.
You have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
He drives around at night.
Your place or mine?
Your place at mine.
Oh, you know what I gotta play.
You're just gonna sit there and not answer me? Fine, I'll get in the car anyway. I don't care.
I don't care. Get in a lot of cars.
You have to pay extra.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you can't talk? Well.
Hey. Want a date?
Sure, get in. Where are we gonna do this at?
This is creepy.
It takes you a long time to get in the car.
Your place or mine?
We're going to Walmart parking lot.
Oh, strong, silent type. I can do that.
Silent but violent. I'm going to kill you.
If you keep balling that camera, it's going to cost you more, though.
Silent but deadly. We're going to Walmart parking lot. We're going to Walmart. Right behind the store.
I'm crying.
We're going to hook up.
Oh,
you're gonna meet Mr. Beege.
Oh man, that's funny.
Man. Get a Beege in the Jeep.
All right, so
get a BJ in the CJ. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the name of the sequel. Paige is the hooker. She BJ in the CJ.
Well,
she lures men to kill him. She's a hooker.
BJ McKay and my best friend's a bear.
Since she, I don't want to give away too much, but she passed, and I'm hoping that she'll come back. sister.
Oh, you talking? Oh, we got that too.
The remake.
You got killed.
She passed. She's talking about herself in third person. Do you hear this?
Well, listen to it.
Go now. We're waiting.
Please, you have to stop this. You have to stop this. This chaos.
Stop the chaos, Paige. Quit screaming.
He drives around at night.
I miss doing bad horror films. It's fun.
You may know her as a hooker from He Drives Around at Night. Now she's BJ in the CJ.
This time I want to be a police officer or the murderer.
It's got all those little ducks on the dash of it, but one of them's got the mouth wide open.
That's on the soundtrack, too. Mouth wide open.
Those aren't duck lips, my friend.
Deborah Tanya's car.
Those are the victims, dude. She puts them in a little duck form and puts them on her dash.
Right. That's kind of cool.
She makes an image of them.
Wait, didn't you already play a cop in a movie?
I did.
Were you like a busty, like hooker, slutty cop?
Were you in Busty Cop 6? No. That was a real movie with like 7 or 8 different sequels.
I think
the third was the best.
I actually used my real gun in that movie, and it went nowhere.
She was a cop trying to be an athlete. It's called Coppin' Balls. You should check it out.
Coppin' Balls.
It was fun.
You have a gun?
I have 2 guns.
How do you keep it like slutty, like on your leg, like you know?
No.
Is it pink?
No.
You keep what it
about
in
the
bra?
Gun?
I just want to keep one in
for
your bra.
Sport and for the noise.
She's on an 8-second delay with her answers.
she got a sawed-off shotgun in her hooter.
Actually, she just has a left leg. It's like what is that movie?
I have one left
machine
leg.
Girl leg or whatever. Machine
cool.
gun leg.
That's the rapper.
Kill Bill.
That's Machine Gun Kelly.
Kill Bill.
I'm thinking of it was Robert Rodriguez.
Oh,
machine
yeah.
gun leg. You think of Machine Gun Jelly?
that was son. What is that? The
I don't
know. I know what it is.
The vampire movie.
They did 2 movies like back to back.
Yeah, I know them both. It's just fun to watch you writhe around and try to figure out what they are.
She dated Marilyn Manson at one point, and then claimed he, you know, abused her. I can't remember her name.
Who do you believe? I don't know who to believe.
Well,
be honest with you.
Well, I love one of his exes. Dita Von Teese is one.
PT.
That's the name of the movie. The girl.
That's the name of the movie. PT. Grindhouse, but there were 2 features. Because Thanksgiving was a fake trailer on Grindhouse, they made it into a real movie.
Well, the first first word or the second word, give it away.
It's Planet Terror.
Damn.
We'll sit here for 3 hours trying to damn figure it out.
That's how Parker Brothers came out with stuff, dude.
Sorry.
Parker Brother. Well, we got to come up with a board game. What should it be?
Boy.
How about
Tony Parker?
How about a little bald guy with a fat mustache? He's got a lot of money.
People going in the future think he had a monocle on, but that wasn't him. That was the planet's peanut.
We'll call it Monopoly.
All right, well, Ozzy is gearing up for
Pachisi!
The last show ever in Birmingham, England. It's going to happen July 5th.
We'll call it Portuguese. It's a little Spaniard wandering around the game board.
Hey, we want some Yahtzee. Somebody said, hey. All right, let's finish this news.
Okay. So Ozzy is giving 120% to his final performance that's happening July 5th in Birmingham. It's going to be star-studded.
Alabama.
And this is the last time Black Sabbath will ever play together. And
Jefferson
the last
County.
Time he's going to perform.
I think they should have followed suit with the Dixie Chicks and just become Sabbath.
So what's
going on? That's what
people
call him anyway.
Is, you know, he's had health problems from Parkinson and that injury and all the surgeries that he, and just being mobile, it's hard for him. So he has a trainer to improve his endurance, and he also takes his blood pressure about 15 times a day to
Good
make sure he's
Lord.
Healthy.
Good
Lord. I probably should.
Oh, my God. That's a lie. He needs to get on some blood thinners or some thickers. I don't know.
Blood thickers. It's called butter.
Get on it now. Is that what it is? Who would drink butter?
I'm going to write you a prescription for Blue Bonnet. Go check it out.
Speaking of who would drink butter, shout out to Lane Huey this morning.
What's up, Turtle?
That's a callback to Turtle. He used to drink movie theater butter.
He'd do it too on a dare.
He turned his life around. Look at him.
He'd kill it, yeah.
He stopped drinking movie theater butter.
So he also has
bad he wrestles in it now.
ADHD in addition to Parkinson's disease, so I can relate.
Wow.
Yeah, you keep reminding us that, you know, he's sick.
Yeah.
It's not making me feel any better.
Parkinson's is pretty serious. My grandfather had it.
It slowly kills you over a period of years.
It's hard.
some people that have it can't talk. So it takes away your
and
speech.
You have twitches and things like that.
That's why I don't like seeing Michael J. Fox out in public. I know he likes to go out, but and he's at Knicks games a lot. Yeah. It's just hard to see him.
Yeah. Now he's like almost always in a wheelchair and he's what always hunched over. And it's like, oh,
he's still doing cons, God. Dude.
Well, he made a good point in an interview. I think it was Rolling Stone where he's like, let's face it. Like, now you have to realize his intellectual property is worth tons by itself. Yeah. I mean, he ain't hurting for money, but he's like, if I can go out and meet people, it's what I've said about all these people. If you can go out for a weekend and meet and basically get your blank blanked by all your fans who are going to, they're not paying $150 right. to tell you you suck.
No, they're going to see
sitting there saying, oh my God. He's like, if I can go there and actually hear nice things from people and make a buttload of money for it.
I'll take a picture of
that's why I'm going to the Spartanburgers game later.
Yeah.
No, I want to go. I want to go. I want to see it in person myself.
If you're we'll in Chattanooga, there. Drive down.
Drive down to Spartanburgers, 5 to 7.
I want to with a life-size burger.
Who the hell are they even playing?
Well, the Winston-Salem Dash, wherever the hell that is.
What is that? A dash?
Stupid-ass name.
Like a car dash? Stupid.
I don't know.
Gonna beat y'all's ass and send you back to North Carolina.
Dumbass name.
All right.
Dumb.
On page and those guys. I
hope you all get diarrhea in the dugout.
Can't even
wow,
decide.
That's not nice.
Hyphenate your name like a divorced woman.
We're gonna spike your burger with diarrhea. What's the stuff you take to get diarrhea?
X-Lax.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. That's what Paige uses.
You'll be the Winston-Salem X-Lax or the Dirty Britches. That's what you're gonna be.
You know, let's clean this up a little bit and play a little taste of what we're gonna hear in the FOF line. Let's clean it up a hair, shall
we? Clean it up a little. All right, let me clean get it for you real quick.
Well, clean it up. Hand me that fantastic
page. How bad it's been. I apologize for Fat Boy.
This dude's angry. He really is.
You short motherfucker sitting in damn high chair because you're so f***ing short. You short piece of motherfucking s***. Got some damn used cars and need a f***ing on me, f***ing bastard.
You know, I heard it 5 times yesterday, and now I'm thinking he might be talking to his child.
No.
God, I hope he is. I
little
really
short
hope
bastard
God.
Sitting there in your high chair.
You don't
I mean,
talk
what
to
if
a baby
he is
like that?
You shouldn't talk to a baby like that. No. Not at least till they're 5 or 6.
You got to toughen them up.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Can't swim? Throw them in.
Baby.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, you'll hear that particular call in its entirety and all the rest of the FOF line. 864-241-4318. Yeah.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.